Yeah, sure. I don't know. We'll see if it falls off. All right, next slide. All right, two sections. One, I'll go through the changes for Working Group Last Call, or captured during Working Group Last Call, and then the outstanding issues.
Next slide.
A bunch of editorial stuff and clarifications. I'll highlight the more interesting ones. These are both functional and non-functional. Documented the relationship between endpoints, resource consumers, and resource providers. It's not always clear, but there are typical cases, so we talked about those. Numerical costs are floating point numbers. Ordinal costs are relative to all other values in the cost map. The document actually stated it two different ways. So we settled on one of them and said that was the correct one. We removed the reason from the error response. The feedback from Ted Hardy was that you have localization issues, then you can just leave it up to if somebody wants to add a field there, they're free to. Somebody will remove it. Or a parser will just ignore it if they don't understand, but we don't have to worry about localization issues in the protocol itself. Explicit guidance on overload control to match the requirements draft. We added an address type registry. There was some discussion about it, when you document a new address type, it should be clear how you map, if at all possible, make it clear how it should map into an IPv4 or IPv6 address. So the example brought up was, like, if you actually wanted to refer to ASNs, it should be made explicit how you actually map between them. Made the endpoint property response consistent with map responses. It was purely a syntactic change. And let's see, made endpoint property values JSON values. So in the cost map, we have made those JSON values so that technically you could extend it later on. Implementations according to for the base protocol should validate that they are actually strings about, unless they're told otherwise in an extension. Then we also expanded the guidance to Alta clients on NATs, cautioning Alta clients they may, for each interface, they may have multiple addresses. One might be like a public address identified via STUN or whatever they get the actual interface address itself. So Alta clients have to be kind of cognizant of that. Next slide. All right, so one of the new requirements that was added in the last version of the requirements draft was that the protocol has to provide sufficient support for operations and management. There's RFC 5706, which says all the things that are included in operations and management. There's a whole lot of good information there. If we were to solve, the concern that I have is if we were to solve all of it, it would take us, a lot longer than we intend to finish this document. So the shorter answer is I would like to know how to address this in the protocol and what guidance our AD can give.
Martin Stiemerling speaking. I don't think that we need to address all the points which are in RFC 5706. There are some things like logging, probably should like failure recovery or so we need to address, but I think we can go through it on the list and figure out what we need to address or not. For instance, I was reading the IPfix, and I don't think that we should have IPfix related things in the protocol. Syslog might make sense, but not everything about it.
Okay. So, for example, for logging, how much detail should, or I guess some of this we can work out on the list, but like,
yeah.
One of the questions I would have is how much detail do we have to go into? Like, do we have to specify exactly which set of events we want logged, or particular like format of the messages?
No, it's more about events which are of interest to the operator. Like, okay, I don't know. Somebody as asking like 1,000 times in a minute for the same map from the same IP address.
That's going to be a very exhaustive list.
It could be very exhaustive. But there may be other. I don't have a good example for a good event. Okay. But typically you say, server failure, you try to, database is down, for instance. So that could be an event which is not necessary for the protocol, but somewhere in the back end. But there I think we can go through the RFC and think about a bit on the list what we need to document there.
Okay.
Because this RFC, the 5706, is really extensive. Mm-hmm. And it's meant on, here are the things you should look at and think if they're relevant, but if you don't think they're relevant, you just leave them out.
So the issue that I had is they're all relevant. Unfortunately, not all.
Well, let's say it's a floating weller between 1 and 10 about relevance, and somebody make a cut.
Yeah. We can work it on the list. We'd probably ask for some help from you about exactly what should be considered and what shouldn't be. Okay, I guess that answers that, so I should be done. Unless there's other people who have feedback here. But. I guess we're done.
Martin Stimmeling, random community member. Just a question. How many people have updated their implementations to the latest spec or one of the later versions? It's just like for interest. One implementation. No, not so many anymore. Do we make an interop sometime again?
Okay, so you know, once again, I think we really need to get this out. So I think, Rich, you can maybe open up a list on a question on the list on what we need to address for O&M, and then once we close it, then we can move it ahead. And then for the rest of the working group, if you please have any other comments on this, please do post now as we move this ahead.